right, so apologize for last week. It was a lot of stuff going on. So anyway, this is kind of like the follow-up to my episode 5. So going through this stuff, I feel like it's nothing new in our society, at least in America. I mean, it seems like it's always somebody getting divorced or going to child custody or child support or whatever domestic issue. It always seems like it's something. But anyway, so I'm going through this now. Today, I meet with the lawyer of mine. And so what I do, what I'm going to do is try to get my stuff reduced. So everything seems to be going well. I mean, as expected, she filed and wanted some more money. Well, she replied and wants more money. It's a mess. The whole story behind this is really out of anger, jealousy, and some narcissistic ways. And the reason why I say that is because none of this stuff, this chaos that's going on now in my life, it didn't exist a few months ago, almost a year ago, before I met my new wife. So this is all because of, you know, I moved on. I mean, I've been moved on, but now it's evident that I moved on. And it seemed like she just can't deal with it. It's just a mess. But anyway, when you go through these things, you got to be sure to understand that, you know, you're being watched more carefully. And what I mean by that, that's more of the legal things. You know, make sure your actions match your words. Make sure it's non-threatening, but make sure you're smart about everything that you do. And by doing that, your case becomes stronger. It's because everything from your past does come up from this, and my past has been consistent with what it is right now in the future. And so this makes my case a lot stronger. So nothing has changed. Nothing has been different. Nothing has been out of spite, but she has changed a lot of things, and a lot of things have been out of spite. So what is going on now is almost like a desperation move. For her, but it's not gonna work. So my thing in life, look, like how people say you gotta roll with the waves, roll with the punches, let things roll off. Sometimes you have to fight. Not all the time, because you can't fight everybody. You gotta be smart about it. You don't have the time nor the effort to fight every battle. You have to be smart about it. Sometimes you gotta fight wars. And sometimes you gotta pass over a battle to go win a war. Like, for example, this whole thing is a whole war between me and her, custody, all this type of stuff. Sometimes I had to lose a battle, but like maybe not get my kids for a weekend or something like that. I gotta, you know, tough it out. And then at the end of the day, what it's going to show, and what I mean by said earlier about the consistent behavior, what's going to show is that this behavior from her has been inconsistent, but it has been consistent with the way I worded things inside the filing papers. So, with that being said, you got to be smart about your life, smart about who you're with, you know, get to know people, get to know who you want to be with, because you never know, you can be sleeping with the enemy. And know the best thing that you can do is always guard your heart and guard your mind, because people try to take that, and when they try to take that, the world tries to take that from you. The world tries to corrupt you, do all this other type of stuff. So there's so many things that you go through, but you know what, the best thing that you can do, like I said, is guard yourself. So stay on guard, be on guard, just do the right thing.